It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we're going to spend our entire political roundtable today focusing on Governor J.B. Pritzker's State of the State address from Wednesday, also when he delivered his budget message to the General Assembly, from the changes he'd like to see made to the reactions from politicians and interest groups to the speech. Joining us to talk through it all is Jerry Nowicki, Editor-in-Chief of Capital News Illinois. Jerry, it's been a while since we've spoken on air. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah, good talking to you again, Brian.
So going into this speech, we were looking at a projected deficit from the governor's budget office of almost $900 million for the next budget year. And yet the governor wants to increase spending by more than $2 billion. How does he want that to happen? Where is the money going to come from?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things in comparing it to November, which was when that $900 million sort of deficit number came to be, was that projection was relying upon the assumption that a cap on corporate net operating losses would expire with the new fiscal year. But now, simply by proposing to extend that into the new fiscal year, but even increase the cap to $500,000 from $100,000, the governor's office essentially erased, I think it's $526 million of the deficit. So that's sort of the backbone of it. It's not even a change from current year, but it is a change from the assumptions of that November plan. So sort of, bookkeeping item there that's raising $526 million by itself.
Yeah, I like how Rich Miller, in the Capital Facts newsletter and blogger, contextualized this by saying that this was a sort of a reform put in because past governors would kind of sort of fantasy project all kinds of things into their budget forecasts. And this is meant to sort of keep governors accountable as they're looking at the next budget year, right? This would have require a law to be passed by the General Assembly in order for these changes that you're talking about to go through.
Exactly. Yeah. So and it's just one of a couple major revenue proposals within the governor's plan.
So yeah, and we can come back to some of those revenue proposals, but he does want to see increases in some taxes, but there was also a proposed cut that got some cheers, even a standing ovation, and that is permanently getting rid of the state's grocery tax. We've already tried this out. There was a one-year break from 2022 to 2023. What changes if that becomes permanent?
So the grocery tax is a strange tax in Illinois because it's 1%. It's not a major tax, but it is like, and it's not even on every item you get at the grocery store. There's a long list. It's complicated as to which items are or aren't covered, but essentially, food items and stuff are taxed at 1%, but the state doesn't really get any of that. That goes to local governments. And when they paused it for a year in fiscal year 2023, I believe it was, they earmarked $400 million to give back to the local governments who are the recipients of that tax line of revenue. So now they have no proposed give back to municipalities. They're pretty much just saying if a municipality needs that revenue, they're relying upon it, they can levy such a tax at the local level on their grocery stores.
So that'll be politically popular, I'm sure. What have we heard from local governments in response to this?
Yeah, so the Illinois Municipal League, which is always here asking for more money essentially every year, laying out their proposals, they said it was insulting, especially because they believe that the local government distributive fund for local governments has been underfunded basically since 2011. That's supposed to be getting in the weeds here, a 10% tax on a 10% cut of the income tax was supposed to go to local governments. But then in 2011, when they raised the income tax to whatever it was, close to 5%, they diminished that amount to roughly 6%, and local governments have been calling for to get back to 10%. But long story short is they believe this specific action is part of a pattern of disinvestment in local governments by the state.
Interesting. So yeah, I guess sort of shifting the tax burden around, we'll see if it's something that actually goes through, and if local governments do as the state is suggesting, if they want to enact their own taxes. Another subject that got some attention this week, it's something we used to talk a lot more about in state government. We don't talk quite as much about it, and that is pensions. They have gotten to be a very big line item in the state budget year after year. There have been questions about how the state is going to meet its obligations to that, and how much money is diverted from other things in the years ahead as the state continues to try to fully fund state pensions. Governor Pritzker wants to move the target date by 3 years. It had been 2045. Now it would be 2048. Can you talk about how big a change that would be? What effect that would have on the state budget?
Yeah, so the pension plan, or the Edgar ramp, as it's so called, for former Governor Edgar, is a 50-year plan slated to end in 2045 and get pensions 90% funded. So what the governor is proposing is adding 3 years to the ramp, fiscal year 2048, and making the goal 100% funded. So, it's extending the ramp, which bond agencies don't really like, but the 100% goal bond agencies really do like. So essentially what the second part of the proposal that makes it really palatable for the bond rating agencies, though, is that the state has two lines of general obligation bonds right now, paying down some of the bill backlog back from the grand bargain type years in 2017 or 2018, whatever it was, the impasse years. And then another general obligation bond. Essentially, once the state stops paying those debts, they're going to give that money to the pension fund, which I think is what Fitch Ratings at least viewed as a positive proposal.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I know the credit ratings won't say, yes, we'll definitely upgrade you if you pass this. But what sense, you mentioned Fitch there, what sense have we gotten from the credit rating agencies about, what this could mean for the state's credit rating if these changes go through?
Yeah, I think the Fitch statement was kind of a microcosm for the whole budget address in and of itself. It was like, oh, this could be credit positive if it passes as the governor proposed it, but we got a long way to go. And, there's going to be a lot of legislative maneuvers and potential changes to the legislation before we can take any actual position on it.
Interesting. All right. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about Governor J.B. Pritzker's State of the State speech and his budget message delivered to the General Assembly on Wednesday of this week. In fact, you can listen to the entire speech if you want to at our website, 21stshow.org. You can hear what he proposed. And we are talking about that today, as well as some of the reaction it got, what people think of the governor's proposals and what is ahead for them. We're talking about all of that with Jerry Nowicki, who is editor-in-chief of Capital News Illinois. Let's talk about funding for migrants coming to Illinois, or maybe I should say being bused to Illinois primarily by Texas. Governor Pritzker did ask for more than $180 million for the next budget year. That's on top of more than $160 million he had set aside this year. What is the plan for that money?
It's essentially, there's the announcement came in concert with Cook County, who's chipping in $70 million. And the governor and Cook County said basically between those two entities and the city of Chicago, they probably needed $320 million to deal with more migrants, to keep shelters going, to offer the types of services needed to prevent catastrophe, I think basically is the way they're packaging it. There's a lot of drama in that the city of Chicago didn't contribute their own $70 million portion of that. And I think that's a kind of a story for a different day. But the long and short of it is the $180 million is the state's contribution to what was once a plan between those three governments.
Yeah, maybe that is a conversation. City of Chicago, and definitely some political bad feelings seem to be developing there, or have developed there. But this is a contentious conversation even in the context of state government. How were lawmakers on both sides of the aisle reacting to this proposal?
I think the sort of gist we're getting from Democrats is that we'll agree to this 180, But we got to have some of our priorities addressed too. You know, those priorities are any number of things, depending on the lawmaker you ask, but it's sort of homelessness prevention, and just the general types of services. Republicans, of course, I think personally, just judging by their rhetoric, is that it's going to be unlikely that they vote for a budget that that keeps any type of sustained investment in migrant populations. It's just the words they're using, non-citizen welfare state, is the types of terms using by Republicans even before the budget address. So, I mean, if they're showing their hands now, I guess it's more opposition, which has essentially been their position since the first year the governor approved his budget in 2019.
Yeah, and of course, Republicans are in the super minority. So as long as Democrats, progressives and moderates and the various ethnic and racial caucuses all kind of can get on the same page, they don't really need Republican votes to pass these things. All right, let's, in the time we have remaining, I do want to touch on a couple of the other big points the governor looked at. One of them was education. He is talked about this. I guess every governor in Illinois claims to be a big education, have education as one of their main focuses. But what is Governor Pritzker calling for in the next year in terms of education funding?
Yeah, the big thing is that the K-12 evidence-based funding formula will get the $350 million called for in statute that's designed to give more money to the funds furthest from adequacy based on the state's formula. And then his Smart Start initiative for early childhood education gets a $150 million boost. That's the goal is to add 5,000 state-supported seats for preschools in the upcoming fiscal year. That it'll have been 10,000 in the past 2 years. And ultimately, they want to get to 20,000 over 4 years. So those are the two big ones. That's not as big as an increase as the Illinois State Board of Education had requested. They requested even $200 million more on top of that, but I don't think they're going to sneeze at $450 million, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you're right. I mean, advocates had wanted more. I guess maybe that's an old story as well. All right, let's move on in the time we have remaining. There was a lot that Governor Pritzker didn't get to in the address. The budget proposal is, of course, many hundreds of pages. I wonder what other budget lines that maybe were not sort of headlines on the day of the speech, what has gotten your attention?
Oh, I guess it made headlines, but the sheer fact that the sports books, sports gambling outfits in Illinois, they're going to see their tax rate under this proposal rise to 35% from 15%. And now, if you remember, Brian, in 2019, when they initially pushed that through, I think we were both covering it, that the sports wagering law, that the 15% was supposed to go 100% to vertical infrastructure projects like university buildings, the state crime labs and stuff like that. But what I did note in the governor's budget book was that first 15% would remain earmarked for those purposes, but all of the next 20% would go to the general revenue fund to the tune of $200 million. So that was kind of one of the interesting things to watch.
Interesting. Well, all right, beyond budget and fiscal matters, what else stuck out to you in the governor's address?
He wants to sort of take on the insurance industry. There are a handful of proposals. We wrote about them a little more thoroughly on our website, but just top of mind, it's the sort of prior authorization, requiring people to first call and get prior authorization from their insurance providers to have certain procedures, and then limited duration, short-term insurance plans, which the governor called junk insurance. I'm sure the insurers would have a different name for it, but he wants to essentially ban those. I think maybe 12 other states have done so. So it's just basically, he said he's willing to expend a lot of political capital in this fight with insurers in Illinois.
Am I being too cynical if I say, taking on insurance companies sounds like a good way to maybe launch a next phase of your political career if you have aspirations higher than the Illinois governor's office? I don't know. Maybe I'm being cynical in thinking that.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of rhetoric that could definitely translate to the national scene as much as Illinois in taking on Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the migrant issue. He mentioned former President Trump a couple times in reference to a Ku Klux Klan rally at some point. I mean, there was a lot of national rhetoric, certainly there.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we're just a couple of minutes left in our time together. You know, we mentioned the Republican reaction to some of these proposals earlier, but as we've talked about, as we've discussed on the show, they are a super minority. And so I think it really the more interesting discussion is how Democrats are responding to this proposal. And I guess big picture, what is your takeaway? Do you foresee smooth sailing this year? It wasn't maybe it didn't go quite as smoothly as everyone had hoped last year in terms of getting a budget deal done.
Yeah, last year they ultimately landed the plane. I would guess it had probably progressed somewhat similarly. There will be disagreements. There will be jockeying for $10 to $50 million here or there. You'll see some things quietly erased from the governor's proposal, some things added on. But ultimately, the Democrats are in a pretty good position to get a product they can all agree upon, at least to some extent.
What else are you going to be watching for as the budget process gets into full swing this spring?
Oh, I think it's just how much time the governor spends, sort of as you alluded to, on the national campaign trail. I think he's headed to Nevada this weekend to give a speech regarding abortion care rights. And just generally, he's given millions of dollars through his Think Big America PAC to fund those types of initiatives in other states. So, see how much time he spends around the US.
Jerry Nowicki, editor-in-chief of Capital News Illinois. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Coming up after the break, we'll talk about planning a road trip to visit some of Illinois' many connections to the Underground Railroad. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.